judgment is coming upon the world. And the thing about it is, God promised to deliver you and me if we're obedient from His wrath. That's comforting, isn't it? It's very comforting to be a Christian because, I mean, I think of the young people. I try to talk to everybody I meet about Jesus. And the number of young people, 20 to 30, or 15 to 30, that I run into in businesses and everywhere, when I talk to them, do you know Jesus? No. I said, you need to know Jesus. No, I'm not interested. I don't want nothing to know. I don't want nothing to know about this stuff. Wow. You know, they don't have a clue of what's going to happen. But because of people that's not interested in serving Jesus, that's why the world is undergoing what it's going through. You know, all through history, and we're going to cover some of those things in the Bible today about some of the things that happened. God left those as examples for you and me so we don't mess up like these people did. But, you know, it's amazing what is going on and all the different things that's happening in the world. But it's really, really exciting to be a Christian. I mean, I think about the weather, and of course, we talk about the airplane stuff and all that, and most of you probably know that we have an airplane in the ministry, and we love flying it. In fact, we went out to Odessa to make television shows. We flew out there Monday morning. I checked the weather, you know, and of course, Sunday night, I checked the weather, and Odessa was bad, and Monday morning, I checked it, and it was bad. I mean, really bad. I mean, the visibility, the ceilings were 100 feet. Now, no pilot's allowed to fly in anywhere with a 100-foot ceiling. You got to have the right instruments, and if it's at least 200 feet, well, you can get in there. But it was very bad, and so, you know, when everything's not going your way, what do you do? What do you do?
Pray.
Oh, you've got the answer. Pray. And do we have great power as sons of God? Absolutely. I said, Lord, I need a clear, nice day. I really need some good weather to fly in out there. I said, you know, I'm an instrument pilot. I got an airplane that's equipped instruments. I said, so it's no problem. But I said, Lord, you know, the best thing would be to just fly in out there VFR, you know, just let it clear up. You know, why ask for 200 foot, you know, and a half a mile visibility when I can just ask for clear weather? Is that right, brother? I mean, God, what do you say? Ask for anything, did he not? So we go. Cheryl and I go out the airport about 1:30 that afternoon, and I checked the weather, and it's still pretty bad out there. So I said, "Okay, Lord," but I said it'll take us an hour and a half to get there, so I need nice weather when I get there. So we go out the airport, and first thing I got to do is fuel the airplane. So I pull it out of the hangar and pull it up there and fill it up and get it all done and everything. And then I crank it up and pull over to the side there and turn on all my radios, my GPSs and all that stuff. And my weather GPS, it won't come up. We tried over and over and over, and it will not come up. I just had one of the radios worked on, and I couldn't hear Cheryl. You know, we couldn't hear over the headset. So I taxied down to the place, pull in down there. And the young man comes out, and I said, you know, I don't know what I've done wrong or whatever, but something, I can't communicate on the headset with my wife. I said, I can talk to the airplanes out there, but I can't talk to my wife. And he looked in, and he said, right here, this little tiny switch, he said, this little switch is in the wrong place. Now then, he put it in the right place, and it worked perfect. I said, okay, good, we got that problem taken care of. So we crank back up, pull back out there close to the runway, and tried to reboot the weather computer. Won't work. Cheryl said, I think the Lord just don't want us to go. I said, well, either the Lord don't want us to go or the devil don't want us to go. So I don't know for sure which one. But I said, well, I believe that we got these shows all ready to tape out there for the next 2 days. So I really believe this is probably the devil. I said, this other radio's coming up. It don't have weather on it, but it's got a GPS on it. So I said, I think we'll just go ahead and go without the weather. She said, you sure? I said, yeah, we're going. I said, unless the Lord speaks to me and tell me not to go, we're going. So we pull out on the end runway, and here we go. And we fly out to Odessa. We get there about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And as we get there, I mean, there's not a cloud in sight. It's as beautiful as any day you've ever seen in your life. You know, now, is God good?
Yes.
We landed, you know, the guy come pick. I mean, it's nice. It's not even cold. You know, it was, what, 50 degrees or something like that when we got there. And the guy come picked us up, take us to the hotel. And the next morning we went in, we made one show, and then we made a 2-hour live show that's prime time. We made that, and of course, Al, some of the things I knew he didn't know, man, he said, this is what a way to start out the new year. He said, this was a great show. And so they aired it that night and the next day and the next day, and we had many phone calls. You know, many people called in about what I talked about on that two-hour show. And so then I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, now we're going back home Wednesday afternoon. I said, I got to get 15 shows done by 3 o'clock Wednesday. At 2:15, we had 30-minute television shows completed. I mean, boy, I mean, we just start and you knock them out, and to make a 27-minute show complete and then change clothes between every set and take you 35 minutes to the show to do it, you're moving all day long. There's no time for eating, drinking, or nothing else. I mean, just working and teaching the Word of God and letting God work through you. So we did that. 2:15, we're through. I said, take us to the airport. We're going to have plenty of time. We went out there. The guy topped off the fuel, and it's beautiful. It's 65 degrees. I said, Lord, I want to thank you for the 50-knot ground wind, 50-knot tailwind we got, so we can really get home in a hurry. I want to thank you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we take off and we get airborne there. We get up, boy, I mean, we're up about 8,000 or 9,000 feet. We're just going right on up there. And Cheryl said, how high are you going? I said, well, I'm planning on going to 13.5. And I said, it's looking good. Now, the weather computer booted up perfect instantly. Just as soon as we turned it on, it just came up perfect. I said, well, obviously, that the Lord did want us out here because we had two good days of good shows. I said, now then, we're on the way home. And I said, Lord, thank you for the beautiful weather on the way home. So we go up to 13.5. We're doing 270, 280 mile an hour ground speed. Good 50, 60 knot tailwind. I mean, we're coming across there. Hour and 15 or 20 minutes from Odessa to Dallas. That's not bad, is it? That's a whole lot better than 6 hours in a car. You know, and the weather was perfect. It was nice. And then just as we get here, I start down, and just before we get into Dallas, about 30 miles out here, clouds begin to form. And so we come right on through those, right down in the bottom, come right underneath those, and landed right out here at the airport with about a 2,000-foot ceiling and probably 3-4 mile visibility. And we were at the house sitting here having dinner by, 5:30, 6 o'clock. I thought, wow, isn't God good? He's good. Now then, if you know Jesus and you're walking in obedience to His Word, He literally tells you, come and ask me for anything. Is that what He said? Yes. Come and ask me for anything, and I'll do it for you. That's what He means. That's what He means. But today, the world don't know Jesus. Our government don't know Jesus. I mean, they're doing everything wrong. Everything. I mean, we got some people up there that's, oh man, it's awful. If there was ever a time to pray for our leaders, now would be a good time. You know, I've been praying for them regularly. But anyway, I want to start off today with a scripture. I want to show you something here about how God works. I want to start off in 2 Chronicles. Actually, I'm going to start off first in 2 Kings 15, 1 through 5. 2 Kings 15, 1 through 5. And I want to show you something that you don't get the whole story here by a long shot, but we'll go to 2 Chronicles for the rest of it. But I want to start out with this little guy, Uzziah. In 2 Kings 15, 1, it says, Uzziah, son of Amaziah, began to rule over Judah in the 27th year of the reign of King Jeroboam II of Israel. He was 16 years old. Now, this boy is a king of Israel at 16. Do you know very many young men that are qualified to be a king of a country when he's 16? No, man. I mean, when you're 16 years old, do you think you know everything? Oh, yeah, you don't think you do. You know everything when you're 16. If you don't believe it, just ask most 16-year-olds. Whether you're male or female, you know, ain't nobody knows. Mom and daddy got completely ignorant when you got to be 16. Is that right? I mean, you know everything. Mom don't know nothing. You know, dad don't know nothing. Only you know something. But anyway, this young boy, he was 16, and he began to rule. And he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. 52 years. His mother was Jecholiah from Jerusalem, in verse 3 and 4. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. Now, is that a good thing to do? if you do what was pleasing in God's sight. Oh, wow. This, he did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, just as his father Amaziah had done. Obviously, he had a good daddy. By having a good father, and if you walk in obedience to God's word, you know what the chances are of your son or your daughter walking with God if daddy is a great man of God? You know what the chances are? Really good. If daddy is a man of integrity, a man of God, that he reads the word to his children, teaches his children about God from the day they're born, they grow up knowing God is real. And if daddy walks in obedience, walks in love, loves mother, treats her like a lady, and everything, and rules over his house with judgment. When one of the children do something they know is wrong, they get a spanking in love. You know, but they get one. So it don't take long. They understand, hey, this judgment thing really works. You know, when I do what's wrong, I get my tail busted. You know, now if you don't never give them a spanking, you raise up a little devil. You know that? And that's what's wrong with us today. We got so many of those little devils in school, some teachers can't keep going. Some teachers have quit teaching because the children, they can't do anything with them. Because the mothers and fathers don't discipline them. And the mothers and fathers don't know what discipline is because they were not ever raised in church. And it's awful. But he did everything that was right. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. But, you don't ever want one of these in your life. But he did not destroy the pagan shrines where people offered sacrifice and burnt incense. Now then, do you think God is pleased when he didn't destroy those pagan shrines? So people go and worship. Do you know that we've got pagan shrines being built all over America today? Anybody know what kind of shrines I'm talking about? Oh, we got these Muslim mosques being built all over the place. I mean, they're building right down here on 114, just before you get to Grapevine, a great big monster over there on the right. These things are temples of worship.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.